The university conferred 3 bachelor's and 9 master's degrees, as well as a number of associate's degrees, certificates, occupational endorsements, and 1 GED. Bob Gillum, who was listed as Alaska's wealthiest individual and has been a leading financial backer of anti-pebble mine efforts, was invited to offer the commencement address. He told the graduates that it would soon be their turn to take over the efforts to protect Bristol Bay.
You will be forced to be the leadership. And you and other classes like you must be aware of the danger. The danger is that international companies and organizations want what you have. It's not just your salmon. It's the minerals in the ground.
During his speech, Gillum touted the efforts he funded that led to the adoption of the Bristol Bay Forever initiative last fall by Alaska voters. It passed with 65% approval at the polls and survived a challenge before the Alaska Supreme Court. It now requires that the state legislature give a final approval over a large mine-like pebble within the Bristol Bay Fisheries Reserve. Despite what he called progress in the fight, Gillum reiterated his message to the graduates to take up the mantle.
There is danger. This will not go away because there's so much wealth. It's your responsibility to look after this. There is ever-present danger, and you, the leaders of Bristol Bay, will have to have a strategy, a focus, and provide the leadership.
At its Saturday commencement, the university also conferred an honorary Doctor of Laws degree to Dillingham Elder Gust Bartman. Born in 1924, Bartman served as a translator in the Alaska Territorial Guard during World War II. He was a successful amateur boxer, and he was recognized for his many years of teaching the Yupik language and culture in the community. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.